What about America?
You've not spent as much time in the States, have you, over the last few years?
I was there already one time, and they wasn't interested, and fair enough. But now they want me to play in America. But, you know, the distances are so far, and it's like starting over in a funny way. And I can barely do what the people want me to do over on this side over here, you know. But I did go over there in March and played a little bit. I had a really good time. Did like four or five shows on the West Coast. But the best thing we did was we was playing in San Francisco, and I lived there at Haight-Ashbury like in the mid-60s there. And the last time I bussed on Haight Street was in 1967. So me and Dan, we went out there and sat on the street and bussed. And it was so fun. We made $89 in 35 minutes. And the funny thing was, is that when, you know, a lot of American people just walked by, thought we was two old bums sitting there in the doorway playing, you know, they'd listen or walk by. But when like people from England or Europe walk by, they'd look at us like, but I got tickets to see you at Reading or something.
Yes.
They got so worried on our behalf. Even someone offered to give us a ticket home. But I said, no, we all right. We just busking. They got really like concerned that we had fallen on hard times. I said, no, man, we just busking.
When you and I first met, it was must have been about 6 years ago, and I presented you with a Horizon Award, a sort of newcomers award.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Yeah,
and
you did.
I was thinking to myself at the time how strange this must have been feeling for you to have been playing music for probably the best part of 35 or 40 years, and then suddenly to be having the spotlight shining on you in this way, and suddenly picked out, and suddenly Horizon, and suddenly a new artist.
And I actually really didn't know either that night. I really didn't. So I was actually quite drunk at that table because they were supposed to have fed us, and the food didn't come. I had flown over there that day, and I was hungry. And then they had all that wine there, so I didn't know I was just drinking the wine, sitting there waiting for the dinner, and one of the boys sitting with me kicked me under the table because I didn't even hear them announce me. And then the lights shine on the table, and I was like, what? I mean, I really had no idea, you know, so it was like a little bit, I never won nothing in my life. And they really somehow kept it from us. I mean, none of the people, nobody knew, not at all. Mm-hmm. So I was, when I got up, I was like, what? And so I walked up there, and I didn't know what you're supposed to do. So I just, when they handed me the thing, I just started to leave, and they dragged me back. So you got to say something, you know?
Yeah.
A little bit funny.